Loving and Hating New York, Thomas Griffith. Those ad campaigns celebrating the Big Apple, those T-shirts with a heart design proclaiming, "I love New York," are signs, pathetic in their desperation, of how the mighty have fallen. New York City used to leave the bragging to others, for bragging was bush. Being unique, the biggest, and the best, New York didn't have to assert how special it was. It isn't the top anymore, at least if the top is measured by who begets the styles and sets the trends. Nowadays, New York is out of phase with American taste, as often as it is out of step with American politics. Once, it was the nation's undisputed fashion authority, but it too long resisted the incoming casual style and lost its monopoly. No longer so looked up to or copied, New York even prides itself on being a holdout from prevailing American trends, a place to escape common denominator land. Its deficiencies as a pace setter are more and more evident. A dozen other cities have buildings more inspired architecturally than any built in New York City in the past 20 years.